Well, there's a young lady that's with us this week. Her name is Gloria Ward. And she won't even look at me right now. Because she knows she's going to come up here before it's all over to receive a plaque. But Miss Gloria, we count it a tremendous privilege to... Go ahead and look the slide here. We count it a tremendous privilege to be able to present this award to you. You have some friends in the camping business that sent me some pictures. So I just want you to know that, you know, it's somebody else's fault if you see pictures. Let me just read what Vernon wrote about Miss Gloria.
That's
your son. We'd probably be better off if we just let you narrate the slide. Vernon says, Miss Gloria has faithfully served for 30 years with Sedine. She made a profession of faith at camp as a child. She came and served the first summer as the head counselor in the girls' village, and when she was challenged to stay on full-time, she served on the ladies' retreat committee. Several years later, she was given the responsibility of chairing the committee. She's been very much involved in the growth and effectiveness of this ministry. She served for a number of years as the program director for summer camp, and the responsibility of finding and inviting speakers. She's been a vital part of the ministry of Sedine for many years. I'm going to ask Vernon if he'll come up, and you know how it is, directors always come up and say nice things, and now she's really nervous because Vernon is coming up to talk about her.
Yeah, the bio sketch that I sent doesn't tell nearly the whole story. As you can tell, Miss Gloria has a sense of humor. She is keeps things lively when she's around, and we just appreciate having her. She's also involved with the prison ministry down in Chattanooga, and she shows up as Raggedy Ann at their gift when they give the gifts to the children, and generally tries to drag some of our staff kids and a few other people. So she recruits people to help her in that particular ministry. But Miss Gloria has been, she keeps telling me, she has told me since she came on staff that she's old enough to be my mother. And her son is just 6 months younger than I am, or 8 months, something like that. And so what we do, we just appreciate Miss Gloria so much and have appreciated her long commitment to staying with it, even through some hard times, some difficult times with the ministry. She has continued to say, but this is my family, this is my home. And she also continues to tell me, I ain't leaving until the Lord takes me home.
At least you got a
prison. Think you can make it. You think you can join us, Miss Gloria?
I'm glad, so I don't have to hear him.
If you're old enough to be his mother, that means you can take care of him, right?
He's curious.
I really am. My son is 58 years old.
You had children very young, right? The Lifetime Commitment Award is presented to Gloria Ward in recognition of 30 years of service to our Lord Jesus Christ. Serving with Sedine Ministries from 1988 to 2018, served as a missionary, summer camp program director, ladies retreat committee chairman, and ladies head counselor. Well done, good and faithful servant, Matthew 25:23. This is awarded by the Association of North American Missions, 76th Annual Meeting, April 18 and 19, 2018, in Kansas City, Kansas. Glory to God and privilege.
Thank you.
Good morning. I just really want to say that I'm the seventh child of nine children,
And out of all nine of my sisters and brother, I was the only one who got to go to Camp Sedan for some reason. I know now. But many of my brothers and sisters was very upset. How come she get to go? We can't get to go. My sixth grade teacher paid for me to go. And they was all in her class, but she said she saw something different in me than she saw in the rest of my brothers and sisters. And my mother said, well, Gloria is the seventh child, born the seventh month, and her name is spelled with the seventh alphabet. And I didn't know at that time what that meant. But now I know what those seven is all about. And I just thank God that he chose me out of all my brothers and sisters. Because I was the quietest one and was scared of everything. But now... Well, I just want to say this, that, you know, God prepared me to be in the ministry, being afraid. I left home at a young age and lived in New York City, lived on the streets of New York and messed around. I went to Michigan, was a police officer for 10 years, and seeing so many of our young people messed up. You see, when I was a girl in the 40s, we didn't have no camp to go to. We didn't have no camp. And Brother Paul Zimmerman said, this is not right. These colored kids, we was colored kids back in them days, they need a camp. And so Brother Paul Zimmerman went up there and started that camp with some other men. And they burned it down and did all those kind of things. But thanks to God, God brought it back up. And after I got to be the one to go there, and I left home and went to New York, like I said, and played with the streets. But God brought my heart back when I worked in the county jail, Washington County Sheriff Department. And I said, Lord, you know, I had a Bible study there, was working with the people. I said, Lord, I want to work with people. I don't want to work with them when they come to jail. I want to try to work with them to keep them out of jail. Because it ain't no easy thing in those jails. I saw a lot of things that I won't talk about. But I want to keep people out of the jail. And so the Lord said, well, I left the jail and didn't know what I was going to do. Came back to Chattanooga. And my sister said to me one day, hey, Gloria, you want to go to a ladies' retreat? I said, where? Camp Sedan. I said, okay. Camp Sedan is still going on? She said, yes, it is. But I didn't go to their retreat. But God had planted it in my head, Camp Sedan is still going on. Mm-hmm. And so God gave it to me to go back to Camp Sedan. And I want to say this, folks, and I don't mean no harm, but we need people to work. Our African American people, we couldn't go to Bible classes, we couldn't go to colleges, so they don't know really about real salvation. It's a lot of ladies come to their camp that think they're saved because they go to church or they've been baptized.
Right.
But they're on their way to hell.
Right.
And I listen to this constantly at that camp. One lady come running down the aisle one year. She said, Miss Gloria, I'm the pastor's wife, and I don't know Jesus as my Savior. I'm the pastor's wife. Mm-hmm. And we don't have people working in the ministry. And a lot of our kids will say, Miss Gloria, where's our African-American workers? And I need you to really pray that our people will come. I was able to know because I went to Bible school in Ypsilanti. And the pastor there was from Bob Jones University. So I learned really more about what salvation and everything was all about. And so I know me and my son, because we was the only colored people at Faithway Baptist Bible School in Ypsilanti, Michigan. But we need people to come, our people, to minister our people, because Sedan is for African-American people. And they need to see some of us there. And I'd like for you to really, really pray that God will show our people that we need to be ministering to our people. Thank you and God bless you.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your love and for your care. We thank you for Miss Gloria, for her faithfulness, for the way she challenges the women, for the way she challenges the young people. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we've had to work with her these many years. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to bless her, give her physical strength, help her in the difficulties that she faces. Ask that you would just continue to give her your strength, your wisdom, and your direction. Lord, even as we think about the ladies' retreat this weekend, we ask that the ladies that come will be able to hear the message of the gospel and respond in a way that will bring glory to your name. Just thank you for Miss Gloria being able to be here and for this opportunity to recognize what you have done in her life. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.